A very good morning, B'af 613. We welcome you to take 10 fit town, but Erchin Lamed Aleph, Erchin 31a, pagination is 61. The Mishnah on the third line is where we will begin. Hamocher Bayis Bevate Orei Choma. Another case described at the end of Chumash Vayikra is the case of a house within a walled city. And we'll find out that a walled city means at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. And a person who sells a house within a walled city has unique laws. Hareze goel miyad, he's allowed to redeem it right away. He doesn't have to wait the 2 years, shnei tevuos, that was described by a field. V'goel kol shnei maser chodesh, and he gets a full 12 months, but not more, in order to redeem the field. In contrast, the house. In contrast, the field that we were discussing until now, a Sedei Achuza, was able to be redeemed until Yovel. Very different set of rules. Now, the Mishnah continues with a remarkable observation. Harei ze kemin ribis. Ve'eino ribis. It looks very much like ribis, but it's not ribis. Ribis is a case where a person lends money to another Jew and receives something in return which would constitute interest. Agar nater, in exchange for having my money, you gave me something. That would be ribis, and that's forbidden. Beris achim, between Jews. So over here, what happens is, as Rashi explains on the fourth line, hareze kimin ribis, she kish she machzir lo ma'osav, when the original owner who received money for selling this house gives him his money back, so to speak. It's not the same money, but in interaction, if you were to graph it, it's an arrow to him, and now it's an arrow back. Besoch Shana, within the year, as he has the right to redeem the house back. Ve'ein zemenake loklom, and he doesn't reduce the price at all, because it's not viewed as a rental, it's viewed as a sale. Nimtza, the result is, in retrospect, on some level, the buyer had the right to dwell in the house, let's say for 3 months, in exchange for him giving you a loan of the price of the house, $10,000. And then you give him back the same exact amount, the $10,000. So it looks like ribis. It looks like you loaned him $10,000 and you're getting back $10,000. And in exchange of interest, in lieu of interest, you got to spend 3 months in his house. Ve'ena ribis, but it's not real ribis. Says Rashi, real ribis would be al yidei halva'a, when something is loaned, v'lo ayidei mecher, and not by sale. The Mishnah continues. Meis hamocher, if the seller died, yigal beno, his son has the right to redeem the house. Meis halokeach, if the buyer died, yigal miyad beno, it's possible to redeem from his son. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ein monim shana elamisha shemochar. We only count the year that gives you the right to redeem it from the time of the sale of the person who owned it as an achuza, as an inheritance in his family. Meaning, if the buyer would sell it to someone else, that new sale does not impact the count of the 12 months, which is critical over here. That's how long he has to redeem the house. Shenemar ad malos lo shana, when it will be completed to him 1 year. Continuing, kishuhu omer timima, when it says a complete year, that means that sometimes a year would be a little bit longer than you would have thought. Lahavi es chodesh ha'ibur, to let you know that when it's a leap year, it's a little bit longer. There's an extra month, and the shana would actually take more than your traditional 12 months. This is, of course, going to introduce how the leap year is handled. And Mitzvah Shem, probably tomorrow, we'll see a number of considerations, sometimes very odd ramifications of how the Chodesh Ha'ibur, the extra month, is handled. In our context, the Tanna Kamma says that it counts towards the count of a year, so that you actually have more than 12 months in order to do the redemption. We'll skip one line for our purposes to keep things a drop simpler. And we continue, Higia Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh V'lo Nigala. If the 12th month came and he did not redeem it, Haysachaluta Lo, then he would get to keep it. Meaning the buyer would get to keep it because the redemption rights have expired. Echad halokeach, this applies by a buyer, ve'echad anitin lo b'matana, and it applies by a person who got it as a gift, shenema latzmisus, it will be his forever. Now, turning on to Amud Beis, we have two observations that I'd like to include, and the remainder we'll probably be doing tomorrow. If we drop down about a quarter of the way down on Amud Beis, the first word on the line is La Rishon, and then we begin. Lemi Chalot, to whom is going to get the house that's under discussion? Rabbi Lazar Omer, La Rishon Chalot. The year has expired from the original sale, but if that buyer sold it to someone else, he still has rights to redeem it. It's only the first person that has that ramification. Rabbi Yochanan Omar L'Sheni Chalot. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even the sale that was done after the first sale is also going to become a binding sale without this rights of redemption, and that too has expired once it's a year from the original sale. Bishlam al Rabbi Lazar, I understand readily the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. That's the Pashtus, the Gemara says. That's the simple understanding. Dilididei kamaninon. You count each person according to his sale. So the buyer still has until the end of his 12 months from his sale to redeem it. Elul Rabbi Yochanan my time, huh? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says once it's 12 months from the original sale, even the buyer, who himself is a seller, does not get new 12 months. It's over. Amar Rabba Bar Mamel, Rav Abba Bar Mamel explained, Mamocha lo rishon l'sheni, because when a person does a sale on a house that he bought, what did he sell to the buyer? Kol zchus shetava l'yado, everything that he's entitled to. And therefore, the same way that it expired regarding the original seller, so that expiration right has also been sold in the second sale of the house, and therefore the new buyer owns that as well. And with 12 months from the original sale, rights of redemption, even rights of redemption on the second sale, will expire. Let's take a look at one more piece. Five lines up from the bottom of the page, Barishona originally, Haya Nitman Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh. The buyer would hide during the 12th month because he didn't want the seller to be able to find him and redeem the field. Kedei sheyichalut lo, so that it should be definitively his. Hiskin Hillel, a legislation was made by Hillel, sheyeh cholesh ma'osav lo lishka, he can simply place his money into a designated room to redeem the field. And he could break back into his home, because that's considered redemption. And it works even if the buyer makes himself not available. Whenever he wants. The other person will come to the room and take his money, but we don't handicap the seller in his ability to redeem the field he sold simply because the buyer is not available. This method would work to enable him to redeem the field. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.